We celebrate today the memory of the patron saint of children, the patron saint of sailors, popularly known as Santa Claus. But the original name is Saint Nicholas of Myra or Mira. When I was still at the University of San Carlos many years ago, and where I stayed for more than 30 years, I remember that every December 6, we would see in our individual pigeon holes of the fathers and the brothers a bar of chocolate and some candies in commemoration of the memory of Saint Nicholas or Santa Claus. Candies and chocolates are associated with the memory of Santa Claus or Saint Nicholas of Myra. My dear brothers and sisters, today Jesus presents the parable of the lost sheep, Matthew's version, because Luke has his own version of the parable of the lost sheep. In Matthew, it is called the parable of the shepherd. In Luke, it is called the parable of the lost sheep. The parable of the lost sheep is one of the three parables of divine mercy. You will see all of them in the Gospel of Luke. What are the three parables of divine mercy? Number one, the parable of the lost sheep. Number two, the parable of the lost coin. And number three, the parable of the lost son, popularly known as the parable of the prodigal son. But our gospel today is from Matthew. This is known as the parable of the shepherd. But in Luke, this is the parable of the lost sheep. To make the long story short, there is a shepherd in the story who has just lost one sheep out of 100. The shepherd leaves all the good ones, the 99, and goes in search of the one who went astray. But it does not say, the story does not tell us why this one sheep wandered off. But all that matters is that it has got lost, it is separated from the shepherd, and when the shepherd discovered that there is one missing, he finds the lost sheep and brings it back. The shepherd is happier over this lost sheep than he is over the 99 who did not wander away. My dear brothers and sisters, the message is simple. The lesson is simple. God rejoices even over one sinner who goes back to Him. God rejoices on the conversion of a sinner who has wandered away from Him. I would like to relate the parable of the shepherd today to a little material that I read in the CBCP newsletter a few days ago. I wish to connect the gospel reading to Pope Francis, who recommended a daily examination of conscience as an indispensable practice in spiritual life. Let me share with you what Pope Francis said about the necessity of a daily examination of conscience. What is an examination of conscience? An examination of conscience is a prayerful reflection on one's thoughts, words, and deeds that helps to identify moments of sin and ask for the mercy of God. An examination of conscience is an invitation to learn from our experiences and not to continue to repeat the same mistakes. When he was speaking at a general audience in the Vatican last November 30, a few days ago, Pope Francis said that the temptation of the devil starts from what is most dear to us, and then little by little, it reels us in. And that is why Pope Francis said, a daily examination of one's conscience is very important. It is necessary before finishing the day stop for a while, be quiet, ask yourself, what happened? What happened not in the newspapers, not in life, but what happened in your heart? This is a recommendation from the Holy Father. Ask yourself today and every night before we go to bed, what happened in my heart? Because nothing, noticing what happens, is important. It is a sign that the grace of God is working in us, helping us to grow in freedom, helping us to grow in self-awareness. So let us learn to read in the book of one's heart what happened during the day. I thought of sharing this little piece of spiritual insight from the Holy Father, because the gospel reading for today gives us the lesson that God rejoices over one sinner who goes back to Him. An examination of conscience is an examination of the heart. It is reading into one's heart, into one's life, daily, each day, each night. Amen.